Okay, I've started the timer again. This one, it's been a few months. It's December now. I had hoped to do one back in October. I wanted to do one all about how I like Halloween and morbid imagery and all that stuff, and how I don't really know how that connects to my issues with mortality and all that. I don't know. I didn't do it, so I didn't do it. I got one that's more relevant to today, though. Every year, lately it's been on my birthday. I used to do it on New Year's, but now I do it on my birthday. I make a list of things I want to accomplish during that year. And, it's a way to get things done. But it also reminds me that, like, there's a finite amount of things I'm going to get done. Most years, I have not completed this list. And it's just easy things, like, even recording some of these, which one of the reasons I haven't done one of these for a while is because I've done the amount that I allotted myself on that list as a requirement, and so now anytime I do one, it's me taking 5 minutes of my day to do something that's not on my list. But when I look at the list, there's so many things there, and I don't have that many left. How am I trying to word this? That list represents a small amount of things. There's never enough things for me to that I want to get done, but it's also more than I can get done. So every year, it does motivate me to do things, but it's also a reminder that I'm not getting nearly as much done as I would like. And that's a symptom of how I'm not going to get all the things in my life done that I would like. And so it's early December, but technically we're approaching the new calendar year. And that's just a thing I think about. Like, you're supposed to, obviously you're not supposed to think anything about anything, because nothing has a reason. But traditionally I think we try to say at the start of the new year, like, it's a time for new beginnings. But I think of it negatively. I think of it as it's a time, like, we're getting closer to the end. You didn't get as much done as you would like. I don't do New Year's resolutions, but I suppose this list that I make on my birthday, which is in the summer, so like the opposite end of the year of New Year's, that is as close to a resolution as I get, but it's not about changing myself. It's about literally accomplishing things, webcomics and reading books, all that stuff. Where was I going with this? Frig, Patrick, you're so bad at life. But yeah, it's like the glass half full thing. So the thing is, you're supposed to say, if you're an optimist, the glass is half full. If you're a pessimist, it's half empty. And I've always just said it's half a glass of water. Who says half full or half empty? That doesn't make any sense. But in terms of the year ticking over, I'm definitely a half empty person. Like, that's another one gone. Another one slipped through the hourglass, as it would be. And I did not get as many things as I would have liked done. So yeah. So I missed 2 or 3 months of this one little 5-minute exercise, which, again, it's not on the list, so I've got other things I need to prioritize. I don't know where I was going with this thought. Just saying, like, the whole death thing always weighing on me at all times. And I don't know that that's normal. Apart from that, how you been? Oh, this 5 minutes is taking longer than I thought it would. Societally, we've got this pressure to succeed. And for me, it is more about meeting my own expectations than society's expectations. But I don't live in a society where that's easy. So I do, at least, it upsets me that I'm not getting things done. But I at least have the comfort of shifting the blame away from myself. But in the end, that's not going to help, is it? I'm going to be dead either way. I only have a certain amount of stuff done. I probably won't have time to finish this anecdote, but in the Cosmos by Carl Sagan, there's a scene that I recall from when I was younger where he showed how much of a library a person could read in a lifetime, and it was so small, and I'm a slow reader as it is, but I love to read, and I would love to read every book in a library, but I will just never have the chance to come close to that. And I did finish it. Has the alarm gone off or what?
Oh, yeah, I'm 3 seconds away from dying, so adios. At least I get to say goodbye.